Hi and welcome to Popcast Gaming. I'm Oscar and I'm here today with Brutal Smurf VR. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Oscar? How you doing, everybody?
All is good here. How are you?
Not bad, thank you very much. Not bad. Glad to be here, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you.
Awesome, cool beans, awesome. Yeah.
So, those people who doesn't know you and your channel, could you tell them a little about it?
My name is Brutal Smurf, obviously VR. I've got my YouTube channel, Brutal Smurf VR. I play a lot of PlayStation VR games and sometimes the occasional flat screen PlayStation 4 games as well. Fairly new to the channel, probably about three, four months old. Thought I'd start the channel up after seeing a lot of other great YouTubers who have inspired me to do the same and to make a lot of people out there smile and laugh and hopefully to get themselves involved into the virtual reality world. I think so. A lot of those people obviously is Polish Paul, Gamertag VR, Danish Bacon, yourself as well, Pope Meister, First 15 Minute Gamer. Quite a few of them obviously that have all inspired me. PSVR as well. But yeah, that's my channel. Absolutely love gaming. A UK father of three that loves gaming and more so virtual reality gaming now.
Yes, I noticed that you have quite a few VR platforms. What platforms do you use?
I've got the PlayStation 4, just the normal vanilla PlayStation 4, the Oculus Go, an Oculus Quest, and I've got a PC, which is a little bit outdated as well. I did used to have a Xbox, and I've got an Xbox One upstairs, but the disc drive to that needs fixing. But yeah, they're the ones that the main ones that I've got.
Yeah, do you have a special niche in your content, if you know what I mean? Like any special?
Like a favorite, do you mean?
Yeah, like a type of content or games.
I do like my driving games and my shooting games. But I think my main passion would be space and sci-fi sort of games. I absolutely love Elite Dangerous. And I still love to experience that in VR. But unfortunately, can't actually do that on the PlayStation yet. But hopefully in the future, if I get a decent enough PC, I should be able to play the epic Elite Dangerous in space.
Yeah. So maybe one of the hardest questions here for a VR user. Favorite VR headset?
Favorite VR game?
Headset.
Our favorite VR headsets?
Yeah.
Considering I've only got three headsets, I've got the PlayStation VR, I've got the Oculus Go, and I've got the Oculus Quest, which has just recently been released on the 21st of May. Favorite one. I would still have to say the PlayStation VR. I would, in all honesty, it's the first headset that I properly owned, and it's one of the headsets where I've met the most people and befriended the most people, and friended the most people. So to me, that one, yeah.
The PlayStation, really,
and then the Oculus Quest. And then the Oculus Quest comes in at a very close second, though.
Because the Go is a little bit simpler, isn't it?
Yeah. The Go more is like the Samsung Gear or the Google Cardboard, sorry. The Go is very simple. It is, it's surprisingly light as well. And I like the design of the head strap on the Oculus Go as well. It's like a stretchy material, so it's not too heavy on the back of the cranium or the head. And it's definitely not as heavier than the Oculus Quest, but it's not as light as the PlayStation VR either, for how small it is.
So, when you mentioned it already, what's your favorite VR game?
Favorite VR game? That's definitely a hard one. There's that many. The one that I keep going back to, let's say, the one that keeps on drawing my attention would be on the Play. I think Skyrim. I absolutely love Skyrim. I've never, before Skyrim VR came to PlayStation VR, I'd heard about the Skyrim games and the Elder Scrolls games, but I'd never actually played any. And I can remember my cousin, he used to be mad on like Oblivion, and I used to sit there for hours watching him and just asking questions. But never actually played it myself. I used to think it was a little bit boring, if I'm honest, but interesting enough to watch someone else play. And then as soon as as soon as it got released onto this PlayStation VR, my cousin actually bought it because he had a PlayStation VR headset as well at the same time, but he's got rid of his now, so he got it. And then we game shared, tried it out, instantly fell in love with it. Just to open the freedom of the how big the world is, and just the mechanics of it, and are you be able to use the move controllers rather than DualShock, and that one just absolutely captivated me, the sheer size and what you can actually do with VR and the worlds that you can create. So instantly, that was one that I instantly fell in love with and that I do enjoy going back to many, many times.
Yeah. So I guess you're not afraid of spiders then?
I am actually petrified of spiders. I don't like them at all. But the ones in Skyrim don't really get to me. When I'm in the caves, when I first started playing, there was a bit where you're chasing away from the dragon at the beginning, and then you have to go down into the caves, and then there's a couple of these, the frost spiders down there. I think it was the fire spiders were down there, and they just jump out from the ceiling. That absolutely scared the pants out of me. The only other one with the spiders that really, really gets to me would be Rush of Blood. It would be the level on Rush of Blood, and it's just, oh, the spiders just literally come up all onto the roller coaster here. That actually freaks me out quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you play a lot of VR streams, and
Yep.
Yeah, some really like scary games. You're really brave, I have to add that. I still can't play.
Yeah, the last one what I played, I think the last scary one that I played made me jump a lot, quite scream a lot, was the Home Sweet Home. And that was a terrifying game as well. I'm not going to lie, that as a nearly 40-year-old man, I screamed quite a few times.
Yeah, that seems so scary. I own it, but I can't play it.
Have you not played that yourself yet?
I haven't played it yet. I have a guy that will play it on my channel.
I look forward to it.
He's not even a gamer, so this will be interesting.
No, yeah. So it's always the best way for people to get onto games like that, those ones that are not gamers. And
yeah,
just
I will give him scores for life.
And I'll ask the same with my mate.
Yeah, he has never played VR, and I'm putting him in Home Sweet Home.
Oh, brilliant. Are you going to be uploading it, hopefully, then? So
I will. We will actually do a live stream with it.
Oh, brilliant.
He has agreed to that.
I'll definitely tune into that one.
So yeah, you also have a little interesting project coming on, or whatever I should call it, in the summer sometime.
Interested in what, sorry?
So you have a little bit interesting project coming up this summer.
Are you on about with the No Man's Sky?
Yeah, the No Man's Sky.
The No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky and...
By accident, that will be what they call that area after waxing.
I don't know. The landing strip.
The No Man's Sky
landing strip. There's definitely going to be an event coming up probably within the next couple of months. Again, that's all down to yourself and your negotiations with Hello Games. We've got the old live waxing of the Gluteus Maximuses coming up on the launch day of No Man's Sky.
Yeah, and that was a pretty funny actually story there that you actually tweeted, like, if no one's
that's actually one tweet that I regret sending, pressing the send button on.
Yeah, like, but, you actually wrote, if no one's guys come to VR, that it will wax your behind area.
That's, I did indeed. Yeah. And then two days later, I started negotiations. And then 2 days later, I'm doing a stream of Killing Floor Encourage, and then you self hypnotized pops up. Oh, you'll never guess what's happening, Brute. Well, what's happening, mate? Well, they're only bringing No Man's Sky to VR. And I will forever, ever remember that day.
Me too. I need to sit down.
I was actually like that on the game, yes, I remember now. But I'll forever remember that day, and I think I'll also forever remember the day of the initial waxing.
Yeah, that's the day everything went wrong, that day with No Man's Sky.
I can't believe it. I still think about it, and the partner, PSVR, Brutal Widow, she constantly reminds me as well.
I have a big point in that.
Yeah. I keep looking at Sean Murray's posts on Twitter as well, one of the developers for No Man's Sky, to see when it is actually being released, the game, for VR.
I have some interesting plans coming up if they go like I want them to.
I have my fingers crossed for you. Yeah. Hopefully they won't involve myself in no more waxing.
It involves you and the waxing.
Oh my god.
It's about you, the waxing, and Hello Games.
And Hello Games as well. I'm intrigued now. I'm all ears. My ears are sticking up now.
Yeah, your wife moving tried to get that information out of me the other day. She couldn't.
I think I'm definitely going to have to butter the wife up and get it out of her. What evil plans.
I can add that. I didn't tell her.
She don't know yet.
No.
She's just sat there saying, I've got none.
She knows nothing. I have to ask, the game that really got you into gaming. What's that?
The game that really got me into gaming.
If you know what I mean, when you started game, like what did made you a gamer?
The first game that I played was in 1985, and that was the original Super Mario Brothers on the NES. But then obviously I was quite young then, didn't really understand about the concept of gaming, just kind of probably button bash. So really got me into gaming. It was a PC game. And it was a free PC browser game. And it was called Dark Orbit. And it was like a 3D spaceship game, but on a 2D screen. And it had three factions, Earth, Venus, and Mars. And it was kind of like a online PvP shooting game. I believe it is still going now as well. It's still called Dark Orbit, but something else. But I was actually on that for about 4.5 years and probably spent about over £500 on in-game purchases with new weapons, boosters, and things like that. And I used to play that with my cousin Paul and his partner as well in the past. But that was absolutely a brilliant game. That was more for PC to get me on more to the PC side. But consoles, it would be Halo.
Oh.
The Halo franchise. Absolutely love the Halo. Halo games, the Master Chief. I love the films, the series as well. Forward Unto Dawn, the series that they brought out when Halo 4 was just about ready to be released. To do with the, I think it was the Prometheans as well on there. I'm sure they're called the Prometheans. I know they have the Prometheans in the Alien films as well. But for a console, it would have been the Halo games on the Xbox back in the day. And PC, that started me off in PC gaming, it would have been, Dark Orbit.
I actually never played that game, and I'm not the biggest Halo fan. I've played the Halo games.
The developers to Dark Orbit were called Big Point Games, and they're the ones that actually made Battlestar Galactica Online as well, which was another sci-fi spaceship sort of sandbox game that I played as well on the PC.
Yeah, you're really a space guy.
I do. I absolutely love my space. I've got my telescopes as well and everything as well. What I sometimes check outside and take the kids outside and let them have a look at the stars as well. So ever since I was a young age, I've always been fascinated by the space, the stars, dinosaurs as well, and games more so than games as well.
Yeah. Are you the same way when it comes to movies? Space?
Movies, I can sit down and watch pretty decent movies. I love my, yes, movies. I do love my sci-fi movies. Anything to do with space, my action movies as well, I do. But yeah, movies, I love my space movies. My favourite film is Aliens. It is Ridley Scott, Aliens, the second one. One of the best action scenes ever, with the sounds of the guns and the sounds of the aliens just screaming down in the background.
Yeah, that movie is really great, actually.
Oh, it's a fantastic film. It's a absolutely fantastic film. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I can remember we had a theme park in the UK in the late 80s, early 90s, called American Adventure. And it was based on the American Wild Wild West. And they had one of these 4D cinema screen sort of thing, where, well, it's like a 3D cinema screen with like moving chairs. And I can remember one year when I went there, they had Aliens, like a 15-minute Aliens show on the screen. And it was the bit where you're inside the armored vehicle, and you're inside the armored vehicle driving across all through the planet that they're on. And that was, I can remember that. I think I must have been about 12 years old or something. I was then. But that was fantastic. An experience, especially for an avid fan of the Aliens franchise.
Yeah, like, I'm a big sci-fi guy too. I love my Star Wars. So.
Star Wars, also, yeah. I can definitely see you enjoying the Vader Immortal on the Oculus Quest then.
I've actually met the guy who played Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
Indoor reading of films, at least.
Yep. So yeah, I do like my Star Wars films as well. The original, you can't beat the originals with Mark Hamill and Charlie Fisher. But I also love my Star Treks as well. The old school Star Treks as well. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not a big Trekkie, but I like some of the old stuff from Star Trek.
Yeah.
So I'm excited as hell now when the Picard thing comes.
Oh, I bet that was brilliant for you.
Yeah, like I was excited there, but I don't like that new series that it's going on right now.
The new Discovery, is it?
Yeah, or whatever it's named. I tried some episodes, but not for me.
I have actually been watching quite a lot of the anime lately as well on Netflix. So getting into the anime sort of shows as well.
But one thing, what would you tell someone that hesitates about VR? So like tell them something that to convince them to try.
How would I convince someone to try VR who's a non-VR person? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you've not lived until you've tried this. No, you've seen the films. If you've watched films like Ready Player One, now's your chance to try it. And I can promise you that when you take this headset off, that you will be smiling from ear to ear, and you'll be wanting to put it straight the way back on. Don't be scared. Just jump straight into the deep end, and I can guarantee you'll have a magical time.
Like you, according to a lot of pictures, you walk around with your VR headset all day.
I walk everywhere around in my house with my VR headset. It's almost like I've got a mental image in my mind. So even when I can't see in front of me, I still know exactly where I'm walking. And everyone's always surprised. You're walking around with your headset on.
But with the new Quest now, you could actually walk around and still see if you're out of your area.
That is absolutely fantastic how they've actually done that with the Guardian, it's called the Guardian mode. And literally just like a marker pen on one of your controllers, just draw your floor out, and that's it. You put your trust in the headset, and then if you get too far towards the wall or wherever your Guardian ends, it comes up and shows you, which I find absolutely amazing. When I first started using it, I was still a little bit dubious. I was kind of like still walking around with my hands around in front of my light. Oh, there's my wall there. I don't trust this. But it works absolutely flawlessly. And yeah, I've had no problems. I literally draw the Guardian all around my house. even if it's like only 2 feet wide of a space, I'll still draw, and I'll be like, oh, I can squeeze down there for that bit. But yeah,
I'm really impressed by that too, because I haven't played PSVR VR or anything like that. I only played Gear and PSVR. I was so amazed by the Quest when I got it the other day.
It's absolutely fantastic. It is the level of freedom without the wires is absolutely amazing, and something that does take a little bit getting used to. Well, I can remember again when I first started using it for the first couple of days, I thought I was still tethered to a PC or a console or something. So if I was playing a game where it involved me turning around, I'd only turn around 180 degrees and then turn back the way I came, thinking that if I carry on going a full 360, I'll get tethered in the wires. So that took a couple of days to get used to. But now I'm literally walking all over me, living room from corner to corner. I actually took it outside the other day, about 2 days ago, into the back garden, drew like a little ring size grid, and did the demo for Creed, the boxing game. And that was absolutely fantastic, walking around this ring size square freely, not having to use the thumbstick controllers on the Quest controllers, but actually moving around, ducking and diving with my own 2 feet and spinning, walking circles around the opponent. So that was an experience and something that I'm grateful that they've been able to do to make it wireless, to be able to walk around freely and be able to do things like that in a game.
I feel like that's the real selling point in the Quest, that it's, you can play it anywhere, but the only downside I see is the battery life.
The battery, I mean, I charge mine up. It takes about 2.5 hours for me to, if I'm charging it from about 15%, by about 2.5 hours later, it's telling me that it's fully charged. And I'll probably get about 3 hours out of that. Not continuous play, but like I probably play it for about 40 minutes, then come off of it, and then come back on it for like about another half an hour. But most of the time, when I take it off my head, when I've stopped playing the game, I'll just literally put it on the shelf without switching it off and just let it go into its standby mode. And I've noticed when I put it back on my head, not much of the battery has gone down, even though it's in standby mode. But I'm definitely looking at getting one of those 10,000 AMH, is it? The battery packs for it.
I've looked into that. I'm absolutely getting one, so I can play outside and everywhere.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I tried playing outside of it earlier, but I think it was just a little bit too bright. It was a little bit overcast, but I think it was just still too light with the infrared from the sun. So I kept on losing.
Have you seen that video when they play Apex Construct on a football field?
I have, yes. I've seen that one. And it was someone else, I think it was Upload VR, that was playing, was it Blood and Gore on the Quest or something on a beach? I'm sure I think it was Blood and Gore or something on a beach as well. But I seen the Apex Constructs one as well on the football field, and that's something what I definitely want to try out. I've got like a field 2 seconds away from across my house, and I just want to like draw my grid out the size of the field and then just, right, here we go.
I have some ideas upcoming for weird places to play.
Oh, it would be absolutely amazing. I'm definitely going to be going out looking for places though where to play new games, things like that. Yeah. So beautiful backdrops and things.
Yeah, I know you might have picked up about my support group. I actually one of the leaders for people with Asperger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually, they always ask me about my project. Most of them are non-gamers, I can add that. They always ask me about my projects and everything like that. So I didn't do it this week, but I think I will take the Quest with me there next week just to show them.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. There's a lot of things that can be done with virtual reality to help and aid people in so many different ways and everything like that. So
because I want to be able to show them what I'm doing, what I'm actually doing.
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, that's the best 100%. Way to show them, I think. And this is so easy to take with you, so why not?
It's light, it's compact, it's wireless, it's, like I say, dead easy. Just the one setup, initial setup, and then that's it, you're on your way. Yeah. So,
but, so if you want to change playing area, like, you have to draw it up again, and that's not hard at all.
I suppose it's not the end of the world to do that, so. Mm.
What is it? Have you tried that mode? What is it, stationary mode, or what do they call it?
The stationary
mode. Everybody knew you stand in one place or sit in one place.
The stationary guardian. Because you have the room scaler, and you have the stationary mode as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that. I was out. That's what I was using when I was outside, the stationary mode. It works actually quite well as well.
Yeah. Is that like when you play most games that you don't have to move around that much?
Yeah. Kind of like games like Beat Saber, or the National Geographic. VR one, which is an absolutely amazing experience as well. Definitely worth getting on the Oculus Quest. That is the National Geographic VR experience.
Because I've been thinking about trying those different media ones, you know, that cinema and everything. And that would be just annoying if you have to sit in a certain position and everything all that time.
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
But I have actually one interesting thing coming up. I don't know if you have seen that on Twitter. I have talked with some developer, a female developer, that develops educational stuff in VR.
That develops a what? You're breaking up then a little bit.
She has been developing educational apps for VR, or she's developing. That's not even out yet, so keep your eyes open for that, because I just got clearance to put it on YouTube today. I just asked her today. I just need to do those things so I can do developer mode on my Quest.
Yeah, because I know that there is actually a way that you can put developer mode on it, and then it enables you to sideload certain APKs.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, because that thing isn't out. So that will, I think I'm the first guy that will show that at all.
Hopefully then, and definitely keep eyes open for that one.
Yeah, so. I don't know what it is, but I'm always excited to try things like that, because I don't have the best concentration, so I can't read a book because of that.
Mm.
So learning experiences with every other thing, that works fine. Like, that could work.
There's so much potential that can be done with the Quest and with side loading and things like that.
Yeah, because actually show, like, when it comes to education, you can show the students, like, the Colosseum, how it looked.
Yes.
They can almost be there. That makes them have a better feeling for it.
You see, there is an actual app on the Oculus Quest called Wonder, which is a little bit like the Google Earth VR.
Yeah.
And that, just type in wherever you want to go. So if you want to go to Rome, Venice, to the Colosseum, or to the Giza pyramids, you can go there, and it's literally, the graphics are absolutely brilliant as well. And I actually got that, I actually downloaded that because of watching one of Game Attack VR streams. So, and I just thought, oh yeah, it'd be pretty cool to get like a decent virtual reality 360 degree global map.
Nice.
So
then I will just type in Rustle Smurf.
Yeah, you can come to my house anytime you want. The door's always open.
Yeah, exactly. Walk in there.
The door's always open. I did actually get another app as well on the, I think we were talking on Twitter not long ago, we were talking about some of the apps. The meditation, you said you were taking up the meditation and yoga and everything like that. And I mentioned to you about a app that I thought it was on the Oculus Go called the Tai Chi.
Yeah.
It was actually on the VR. It was actually on the Oculus Quest. It was, and I'm sure it was yesterday that I got it, purchased it.
I think.
But that's the. Yeah, but I've been doing that. But I've been doing a lot of Tai Chi as well with the Oculus Quest, which I find is quite relaxing. And teaches quite a lot, which again can be used to teach other people about relaxation. Can be used for anxiety, depression, and such like that as well. Not five. 5-minute sessions with certain people.
I think it those apps could, or experience could do wonders with people.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
Especially those people who are in our kind of business or whatever you call it, YouTubers, they get overworked a lot. I know that much. Problem just grows because not all people, everyone is doing it by themselves. They have nobody behind them and like they're working all the time.
Yeah, and obviously the stress comes on too much to those as well.
Yeah, everyone expects you to put up stuff all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of blessed. I have some people behind me, so I'm blessed in that way.
I think I kind of burnt myself out a while back by trying to have that frame of mind that I've got to put everything out for everyone, blah, 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 blah. And I kind of burnt myself out a little bit. But again, like you said, you've got a lot of people behind you. I had a lot of people behind me, including yourself, that obviously helped myself back onto my feet. VR has helped a hell of a lot as well. But now I've just literally got to kind of like pump myself up as well at the same time and just get back on things as well at the same time.
Yeah, it's really important to take care of yourself to balance your day life with YouTube and everything.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm both blessed and cursed in that way. I have nothing to like balance with.
Okay.
Like I only have my first day group, that support group. That's the only thing.
Okay.
I'm living by myself and everything. So, I have nothing to balance with. I'm unemployed, sadly. So.
But you do very well, and with obviously with what you've got, and I suppose.
Yeah. This could end up being my thing later on. If I'm lucky enough to be able to support myself with this.
With the YouTube, do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, one day maybe. I don't know.
I think that's everyone's dream. When you see like a lot of people on YouTube, you think, oh, I really want that. I believe if someone really wants something, then they can have it. There's nothing there to stop them. It may take a few tears, sweat and blood. May get a few scraped knees at the times, but I suppose it's the people that you've got around you at the same time to support you in your dream and your goals that you want to be able to achieve. And yeah. I think that's what the main thing is. So
yeah, like I said, I'm blessed. I have a interview guy and everything, and like he supports me in that way because he works professionally with working interviews for those with different kind of disabilities that needs adapting. And I have a sports guy that I'm doing my sports podcast with. And I have, right now, at the moment, I have a graphic designer also.
Oh, wow.
But that's just that's on short-term basis.
So you have a lot of... So you have
the last one there, that's short-term. So, yeah, I have a few people behind me.
Oh, nice.
So maybe that's why I can manage it. Some kind of support thing back there.
Well, your channel.
Yeah.
I was gonna say your channel is definitely blossoming and doing well. And from what I see on Twitter as well, you've got a lot of people that enjoy having you, and including myself. You know what I mean? So your content is brilliant, and your persona is absolutely fantastic as well. And obviously. You're a likable person, and you must be a likable person because you've got all these people that are helping you as well with obviously the graphics design and everything like that, which is super cool and amazing.
Yeah, and I have really, I can't give them any money, so I'm happy that they're helping me.
I suppose they're just happy just to do it, help you out and be a good friend.
Yeah, exactly. My interview guy actually came to me. I didn't ask him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he believed in my project.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know what this is there, but yeah. Crazy person.
A good heart.
Yeah, maybe that. Or something. I don't know. But yeah, I really hope that you will be back when YouTube soon doing your streams again.
Yeah, I need to pull my socks up. The wife, Natalie, she keeps on saying, you need to do a stream.
Yeah.
And like I get myself hyped up to do it. I talk myself into doing it, and then by the time I put the kids to bed and like and it gets like 7 o'clock, half seven. It's just like from the day ahead, I'm just like absolutely zapped and drained. And then I need to have dinner and everything. And then all of a sudden it just goes out of the mind. And then I end up talking myself out of it sometimes, which is one thing that I do need to stop doing. And that's talk myself down and try and just persuade my own mind to talk myself out of doing things.
Yeah.
Which is a big problem. But I do enjoy streaming. And when I'm actually in the stream, I'm absolutely loving it. And I've got no thoughts of, no scared thoughts. Because sometimes I get like really quite nervous and quite, I won't say scared, but yeah, quite nervous before going on to do a stream.
I'm almost shaking every time.
Yeah, it's scary. People don't actually realise that it is a scary feeling. It is quite nerve-wracking to do, especially for like a new YouTube streamer or a new Twitch streamer or Mix streamer. It is an unnerving experience, it can be. So, but yeah, I will definitely be coming back very soon. I won't give an exact day, but it will be very soon. It will be.
Yeah, I will tell everyone about that.
Then everyone will definitely be made aware. So.
And I will be doing a countdown for the vaccine soon also.
Yeah, we need to do a timer. I need to make like a little timer up.
Yeah.
So I need to find out exactly when the release date is, then I can put a timer up for exactly. This event.
I will promote it. Don't worry.
No, I bet you will. I bet you will. between you and that.
Yeah, I will just put it on the BBC and everything.
There's probably been the best viral vid going.
BBC and everywhere.
Oh, imagine it. Imagine that would be so funny.
Everybody would be like, just, who is that guy?
An eye-watering experience.
Yeah. Oh, you should have a VR camera doing that. That would be cool.
To have what, sorry?
A VR stream when you vax.
Oh, what could I play?
God damn, that would be cool.
Oh my god, that's at least something lying down though. So let's
don't,
have a look at that.
Don't forget that we need a second camera on pay-per-view.
I'll set that up. Sorry, I was joking then. I was trying to eat a crisp at the same time and I was just laughing then.
that's never good to do.
Trying to kill me off. Excuse me. Sorry.
Oh no, you noticed it. Damn it. That's actually what I said to your wife the other day when you had some stomach problems there. I just asked her, told her that you can't kill him, that's my job.
She did actually tell me that as well. So I probably could have done what I could have done with a good massage.
Oh my god, you're doing it. I won't. Yeah, that was
brilliant.
Nice.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're getting close to the end here.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm doing the other thing soon.
The Jackbox party.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I'm happy to have had you here. It was a really nice time.
It is. I actually enjoyed as well speaking as well. It's been...
Yeah,
nice talking to you and getting to know a few
things. I'm trying to make this interview as chill as possible. We have talked before, but some people, it's pretty hard to get them to lower their guard.
You could have asked away whatever you wanted, personal. Yeah. I'm really quite open, really, I suppose.
Yeah.
I am. I'm not easily offended. I'm not easily shied into corners or anything.
But thank you for coming, and
and thank you very much for having me, Pope.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it.
For the listeners, the next interview will come when it comes, and I promise you something exciting. I have something in the works, but I don't have a date yet. So, yeah, thank you for listening.
But make sure you tune in, guys. Yeah. Make sure you tune in.
Exactly. Make sure to check out Brudosmer's YouTube channel. I will link that in the description of the both the Spotify version, the iTunes version, and the YouTube version of this.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be part of this. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you everybody for listening, and bye.